Well, if you want to take the scenic route, go ahead, take the long way home. It's Super Tramp and Vic Thomas on your radio playing the rock and roll you know and love. Well, the standoff in Ukraine keeps getting worse. But believe it or not, a new poll shows Vladimir Putin's approval rating has actually gone up 10% since he sent troops into Crimea. So when President Obama heard that, he immediately sent troops to invade Canada.
97 Gold.
That was a cool effect on the word fame and a bit ahead of its time, too, way back when. David Bowie and Vic Thomas on your radio playing the music we grew up with. Hey, listen to this. If you're an active guy between about 15 and 55, how many calories are you supposed to consume each day? Well, the truth is most of us have no idea. But hang on, I've got the answer coming up. Don't you love California girls? Yeah, well, I'm not picky. Girls from any state in the union. Fine with me. Beach Boys there, and I'm Vic Thomas. Okay, so according to the USDA, active males between the ages of 15 and 55 are supposed to consume roughly 3,000 calories a day. But not just any calories. I mean, you got to eat smart, right? But just for fun, if junk food is your main source of calories, then you'll want to know that 3,000 calories equals the following: 5.5 Big Macs or 15 Krispy Kreme donuts, yum, or 14 slices of pepperoni pizza, or 30 pieces of bread, boring, or 29 peanut butter cups. I'd throw in a partridge in a pear tree, but that ain't junk food, so forget it.
96.9. 97 Gold.
I'm Vic Thomas on your Rock and Roll Sunday. Checking 97 Gold weather. Partly cloudy overnight, low around 37. Looking good tomorrow. Mostly sunny and a high near 73. 37 tonight, 73 tomorrow. Thank you very much. Overcast now in 41 at Good Times Music. 97 Gold.
No matter what number.
Oh, Ricky, did you lose my number again? What does this make, a dozen times? Oi! Steely Dan there, and I'm Vic Thomas. So, those brilliant lawmakers in New York are considering a plan to bring slot machines to LaGuardia Airport. Of course, there's always the other way to gamble at LaGuardia. Yeah, it's called checking a bag.
97 Gold.
Oh, yeah, gotta have my daily Beatles fix, Fab Four and a Hard Day's Night. And I'm Vic Thomas with a pleasant, mellow Sunday afternoon. Well, did you hear Madison, Wisconsin played host to the World Championship Cheese Contest? Yeah, it's the biggest cheese competition in the world. It's like Cheese-a-palooza. This year's judge came all the way from Norway. That tells you how big this thing is. Of course, some people say you shouldn't eat too much cheese. Yeah, these people are called doctors.
96.9, 97 Gold.
You make love and fun. I mean, it's incredible. Were you born that way? It's Fleetwood Mac, and I'm Vic Thomas on the radio. Welcome aboard, cousin. So, okay, summertime's right around the corner. Maybe you're planning a summer vacation. Maybe you're going to France. Well, I've got some information that you'll want to know about, and it ain't good. No, it's called Paris Syndrome. No joke. Hang on, details coming up. It's the Money Man, Eddie Money, singing Two Tickets to Paradise, and that could be good depending on where those two tickets are taking you, because if your travel plans include France, you should know about something called Paris Syndrome. Yeah, it affects tourists who find that Paris does not live up to their expectations. They may experience hallucinations, delusions of persecution, and anxiety. Paris Syndrome may sound like a joke, but around 20 Japanese tourists every year are hospitalized with it. Seriously. So what's the cure for Paris Syndrome? Well, the experts say just go home. I say forget that. The cure for me would be Italy. Yeah, because Paris might have fine wine and the Eiffel Tower, but hey, Italy has lasagna.
96.9, 97 Gold.
Here's your 97 Gold weather. Partly cloudy overnight, low around 37. And then sunshine tomorrow with a nice comfortable high near 73. We're at 40 right now at Good Times Music, 97 Gold. Oh man, I love all that spinners music. It was the early 70s. It was before disco. Yeah, and it was good. Could it be I'm falling in love? Could very well be. Vic Thomas is on the radio, but you knew that. Well, police in Canada finally released detailed descriptions of the video that reportedly shows Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack. You know, if they don't elect him mayor again, I think he should move down to McIntyre, Georgia. Yeah, then he could do his own reality show. Here comes Mayor Boo Boo.
96.9, 97 Gold.
What your life can truly be.
Ain't that fine? Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Shining Star. So good. I'm Vic Thomas. So glad to have you on board on this Sunday. Well, there was a major scientific finding last weekend out of Harvard, or as they say, Harvard. The physicists there believe they've proven the Big Bang Theory. Those of you who aren't familiar with the intricacies of the Big Bang Theory, it's a scientific theory based on a CBS TV show.
96.9, 97 Gold.
I feel your pain, brother. It's Jackson Brown. Like all disc jockeys, he's running on empty. And he isn't even a disc jockey. But I am. I'm Vic Thomas. Welcome aboard, cousin. So have you got a March Madness basketball pool going on at the office? Yeah, they're always fun. But what are the odds of anybody picking a completely perfect March Madness bracket? Well, let's just say you'd have better luck winning the lottery. Hang on. We'll run the numbers next.
And the world will live as one.
Imagine that, will you? Yeah, it's John Lennon. And I'm Vic Thomas, playing the music we grew up with. So, according to the experts, the odds of you picking a perfect March Madness college basketball bracket are not just horrible, they are almost impossible. In fact, this year they are. The odds of a perfect bracket are 9.2 quintillion to 1. In fact, the odds are so bad that if every individual alive in the world completed a bracket, the odds are a billion to one against any of them being perfect. You heard about Warren Buffett offering $1 billion prize to anyone who picks the perfect bracket? Well, now you know why.
97 Gold.
That was me, born on Highway 41. They've since condemned that highway. It's the Allman Brothers, and I'm Vic Thomas, your ramblin' man. Well, President Obama released his March Madness bracket, picking Michigan State to win the tournament. And in response, Vladimir Putin started moving troops into Kentucky.
96.9.
You know, a tequila sunrise could be a very good thing or a very bad thing. It really depends on the amount of tequila you had the night before. Huh? Eagles there, and I'm Vic Thomas. How about this? North Dakota is rolling out a new recruiting campaign, hoping to fill more than 20,000 open jobs in the state. So, hey, you know, you might check into it. The only catch is when they ask you where you see yourself in 5 years, you have to say North Dakota.
97 Gold.
Yeah, that would just be rude. Don't go breaking my heart. And don't change that radio station. It's Elton John and Kiki D and Vic Thomas on your radio. Ponder this for a couple of minutes. How long do you think most women take every day on their looks? You know, hair, nails, makeup. Think you know? Well, hang on, got the numbers coming up. Yes, yes, it's Supertramp singing Goodbye Stranger, also known as Sayonara Weirdo. I'm Vic Thomas, your weirdo on the radio. So, according to the results of a new survey, women spend an average of 55 minutes every day primping. That's more than 78% of the women who participated. Now, listen to this. If you add up all the time that women spend on self-grooming over the course of 1 year, it comes out to about 335 hours. That's 14 full days spent primping per woman per year. I have one thing to say. I am glad I'm a guy.
It's the show you've been looking for. It's Vic Thomas.
What are you looking at, butthead?
She likes Moet Chandon, which is some sort of champagne, I think. It's Queen and the Killer Queen, and I'm Vic Thomas. Well, hear about this. Two New York guys have been charged with insider trading after authorities caught them exchanging secret messages on cocktail napkins and eating the napkins to hide the evidence. Actually, eating the napkins was their plan B. Yeah, they tried plan A, but they got sick from eating their iPhones.
97 Gold.
Don't change a thing, dear. Love you just the way you are. Of course, you could have you up on the makeup. It's Billy Joel, and I'm Vic Thomas. Talk about a weird lawsuit and singers in general. John Mayer, he's a singer, he's suing Charlie Sheen's best friend after the guy sold Mayer $5 million worth of fake Rolexes. Well, I tell you what, if you can't trust someone who introduces himself as Charlie Sheen's best friend, who can you trust?